Oh, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. You just heard Vicki Gornick on the pipe organ, and I'd like to talk to Vicki, but she's way down there, and I'm up here on stage. So that means I have to walk backstage, which is something we've never done at the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm about to take you on a walking tour through the bowels of the backstage area of Hibbing High School. Why don't you walk with me? Yeah, there's always a lot going on backstage at the Great Northern Radio Show. Got our craft service table here. Longtime cast member CJ Anderson is here. Hey, CJ.
I can't get enough of these Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah, they are pretty good. A lot of people hang out back here. You don't even see them. Like, oh, hey, Bob Dylan. Holy cow.
Hey, yeah. How's it going there, AB?
You gonna play later?
Nah, man. This place gives me PTSD. You know, they pulled the plug on me once. I hear they're gonna try to pull the plug on you.
Ooh, well, it's a hiatus, Bob.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you're out of Cheez-Its.
Okay, we'll get on that. Good, good. And let's see, who else we got here? Oh, our old friend Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond.
Sauna, when I was cold, I used to call your name. Cedar and skin and smoke, then go and jump in the lake, in the lake.
Okay, we just don't have time for that. We
child with steam.
Okay.
Dreaming.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Neil goes on sometimes. You gotta forgive that. Yeah. Well, here we are in the audience. Isn't this great? We're out here in the audience. I've never been down here with the people like this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm really talking to you. Aaron Brown, host of the Great Northern Radio Show. I've been to every single episode.
All 32 live broadcasts? That's amazing.
I know. And now I finally get to give you this.
What? An envelope?
It's a subpoena. Oh. You've been served. The Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is suing you for copyright infringement on the Great Northern trademark.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but I really have come to enjoy the program. Good luck in your court case.
Thank you. That's very encouraging. And here we are finally with Vicki Gornick here at the organ down in the pits of the... is this the pits?
I think it's the pits.
Yeah. Vicki, this is a remarkable instrument. Tell me about it.
It is remarkable. It has many different sounds on it. It is like the full orchestra. I can demonstrate a little bit for you.
I can hold that.
Hold that. That would be good. Chimes. Harp. Xylophone. Do you want to open that up? Orchestra bells, tambourine, castanets, woodblock, tom-tom, snare drum.
And those are actual instruments being played somewhere inside the walls here. That's the remarkable thing about it. Vicki, did you always want to be an organist?
No, actually, I remember my mother on the phone with the organ teacher when I was six signing me up for lessons, and I was in the kitchen screaming up and down, screaming, jumping up and down and screaming, I don't want to take organ lessons, I don't want to take organ lessons, and so here I am.
Here you are, and if you don't know it, if you're from Hibbing, you know Vicki because she plays weddings, funerals in great quantities, and of course graduations. Yes. And so, Vicki, what's it like to be part of like these life moments for virtually everyone in town?
It's actually quite an honor to play for somebody's wedding, biggest day of their lives. It's really important. I believe that music is a great comfort at funerals. I just played for an older lady today that used to sing in the St. Joseph's Choir. I played for her funeral. I play for a lot of people. I know them, and it's really kind of sad, but it is really an honor to do that for them for their final mass or their final church service.
And here you are at our funeral today.
And there you go.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much. Are there a lot of young people out there playing organ, coming up the pipes?
I have a couple of organ students, and I've had several in the past, and we have to keep this going because this is an important instrument, and if there's nobody to play it, not good.
Absolutely. And this organ is maintained by a fund that was started by Dr. Baird and Barbara French, and there's an organ fund that actually keeps it operating in perpetuity for the people of Hibbing, along with the auditorium here. So, Vicki, you're going to play us a song now, is that right?
That is correct. I chose Toccata in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's very recognizable, even if you aren't really an organ aficionado. You've heard this at Halloween or on a TV commercial or something. Virgil Fox, I believe, played this here. He was here when I was 10. It was 1965-something in there. And my parents brought my sister to his concert and left me at home with my little brother. And I'm not quite over that yet, but...
You're working on it. Yeah. You get to play the song at least.
It's good. It's good therapy.
I was trying to think of something clever to say, but I just don't have a come Bach.
Oh. Huh? I'll be Bach.
Right. Here's Vicki Gornick on the organ.